Cycle Lane Proposals Concern Residents by Paul Southers. This story has not appeared in local newspapers, but it has come to my attention in recent weeks that Calderdale Council is determined to push through a proposal to introduce a new bicycle lane through Todmorden Town Centre. There's a lot of speculation and misinformation being exchanged around town, not least by people strongly opposed to the idea. I understand from talking to local town councillors who are not part of the process that consultants commissioned by Calderdale are recommending a preferred route that would share the pavement in front of the town hall and market adjacent to Burnley Road. It would then cross at the Pelican Crossing near the bus station entrance, go under the viaduct and possibly share part of the wide pavement as far as Todd College. It would then take up part of the existing road opposite Patmos, continuing in front of National School and Todmorden Cricket Ground before entering the park. There have been a number of consultation meetings held in the town, but these have not managed so far to persuade Calderdale from altering their preferred plan, which would utilise funds pledged as part of the town deal scheme. I have yet to speak to anybody who supports the scheme, which is widely predicted to cause disruption in a part of town that already sees delays and disruption to traffic flows at busy periods. The impact on parking is also a concern, especially at the flourishing Patmos area. It goes without saying that cycle lanes can be challenging for people living with a visual impairment, especially where the lane shares part of a pavement or has to be crossed when boarding or alighting at a bus stop. I do not think anybody would disagree with cycling as a worthwhile, environmentally friendly form of exercise, but I do hope common sense will prevail and a suitable green route will be found without trying to squeeze it through a narrow corridor that is already congested.